You're listening to Mind Over Motherhood.
Welcome to the Mind Over Motherhood podcast, your new favorite show for all things mindset, motherhood, and mental health. I'm your host, Dr. Curly Crew, a mom of twin girls, modern-day nomad, and MD psychotherapist specializing in women's mental health. I believe that life is full of challenges that can hold you back from being the best version of yourself and living your most incredible life. Your mind shouldn't be one of those things. So listen in each week as I share practical tips and expert strategies to help you manage your mindset, improve your mental health, and be the woman and mother you've always known you could be. So grab a cup of something delicious and let's dive in. You all, I am so excited to be back in front of this microphone recording this podcast episode. I normally make a few little notes before my episode so that I at least have an idea of what the heck I'm going to talk about on this podcast episode. And this time for this debut episode of season number 3 of Mind Over Motherhood, I had just like so many ideas downloading in my brain all at one time. I wanted to throw them all into a note and just plan to speak about all of them all at one time, all the updates, all the exciting new things that are happening in my world. And I realized if I did that, it would probably be like an hour long episode. So nonetheless, this episode is going to be kind of off the cuff. So if you have been loving season 2 of Mind Over Motherhood and you've been missing those raw solo episodes that I was recording throughout that entire season last summer and last spring, I guess, you're going to love this episode. And I'm going to be, you know, sharing some updates, like I said, as well. I'm really excited to share a little bit that I've learned about myself as we traveled across the country and then tell you a little bit about what's coming next on the podcast, what's coming next in my business, and what sort of opportunities there are for you to be a part of my world and get involved and be in my life. Okay. So I'm really, really excited. Welcome back to season 3 of Mind Over Motherhood. I am so excited you're here and listening. And thank you so much for tuning in and taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to me ramble on. You must think it's valuable. So I'm going to make sure it's valuable. And what I have been loving lately is how much feedback I am getting from podcast listeners. I have to be honest with you, to get a message out of the blue from a listener on Instagram or on Facebook, just saying how much they love listening to the podcast, how much they have been binge listening, how much they have learned, it seriously, y'all, just makes my entire day when I see that, when I read those messages. It is so fulfilling. I just feel so grateful that you all love listening to this podcast and that you're finding it helpful. And then you reach out, like you take time out of your day and you reach out and you tell me, and I just want you to know how grateful I am for that. And I would absolutely love it that if you are an avid fan of Mind Over Motherhood and you, want to do me a solid, you could hop over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review for this podcast, because the more 5-star reviews Mind Over Motherhood gets, the more of our friends that can hear about it and can listen to the podcast and learn. So I would love it if you do a review on iTunes. I'm going to be doing a draw for a gift card coming up over the next couple of weeks. So all you have to do is submit a review on iTunes, take a screenshot and shoot it to me on Instagram or on social media, Facebook. I'm at Curly Crew on Instagram and Curly Crew on Facebook. It's very easy. And just send me a quick screenshot saying that you submitted a review and you will be entered in to win a draw for a Starbucks gift card. Just a little way of showing my appreciation for helping me promote the show and for your listenership. Okay, so what the heck has been happening in my world? Like, if you've been following along on social media, you may be aware that we took a giant cross-country trip this summer. So earlier in the spring, we were up in Dawson City, Yukon, where I did 2 separate locum stretches of 5 weeks each and took a little interim break to go and do some vacationing on Vancouver Island, which was absolutely amazing in June. and then worked all the way up until August 1st in Dawson City. And if you have never been to the Yukon and you've never been to Dawson City, I want to give you like all the encouragement in the world. If it's possible for you and it's accessible for you to go and see this incredible place in our country, it's such a unique community, Dawson City. And if anybody's listening, you know, I met in Dawson, or you learned about me in Dawson City, like what a cool community, such a warm and welcoming place. We met some absolutely incredible people who are now lifelong friends of ours. And we're so excited that we went there. We're so thankful that we had the opportunity to do that. And we hope to come back really soon. So we started up in Dawson in August, and then we began this giant cross-country trip all the way over to the far east coast of our beautiful country, and where we have now landed in Neal's Harbor in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, which is quite literally on one of the most easterly tips of Canada. And so pretty much we have been able to dip our toes into both the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean in one short summer. And I can't tell you how amazing that is and what an experience it has been to bring our girls in our motorhome, which we love, by the way. It's just amazing. It's probably one of the best purchases I've ever made. Our Thor Ace motorhome that we have been living in and loving hard. We just absolutely are so thrilled to have it. And so we drove that big, beautiful beast all the way across the country and brought our children. And we saw so many things along the way. And a little bit later in this episode, I want to share with you three lessons that I learned about myself, or three things I've learned about myself since going on that trip that have surprised me. So what else is going on? So now we have landed in Neal's Harbor, where we will be staying until about the end of October. And then we have a beautiful rental property booked in a beautiful warm country of Mexico, and we are going to be spending some time there and escaping the Canadian winter. So very, very excited about that. So that's kind of on the personal side what's happening. Our girls are going to be 5 this winter in November, and so they are kind of in the realm of playing in kind of kindergarten territory, which we are taking the approach of unschooling when it comes to education for our children, which, if you are not familiar with unschooling, I would encourage you to look it up. We actually changed the term. We call it fun schooling. And so it's just basically a very child-led, play-based education for them. And so we are doing lots of exciting things, lots of, you know, handicrafts and play-based activities to help them learn all sorts of awesome 4 and 5-year-old skills that they need, and spending a ton of time in nature. And we are so blessed because Neal's Harbor is just, you know, or Cape Breton in general, is just an abundance of natural beauty and absolutely stellar landscapes and incredible wildlife and nature to explore all the time. So we are not bored. We are not bored, y'all. In fact, I think that's probably what has taken me so long to get to these podcast episodes and recording them, is because we've just been having such an amazing time since we've arrived. So that's what's happening in my family and in my life and in my medical life. And then on the flip side, what the heck is happening with Unoya Medical? Like, holy smokes, this little clinic that I began in January with just myself, with the intention of just working in it by myself, is growing at an astounding rate. And I am so, so proud of this little brand and this little clinic, and it is becoming not so little quite fast. And so currently we are working to onboard our 7th and 8th doctor, or potentially our 8th and 9th, I'm almost losing count, doctors, and soon to be 10 to 12 doctors within the next couple months, which is just blowing my freaking mind, you guys. Like, when I started out with mental health and doing women's mental health specifically, I had this kind of nagging question, this nagging pressure inside of me to help more women, to help as many women as I could. And for the longest time, the limiting factor was my own time. Like, I personally could only help so many women myself. And so when I started Unoya, I thought, well, this will be great because it'll allow me to help more women and be more flexible with my scheduling. And I can basically work from wherever I am locuming. But there was still just this nagging thing that I could never reach as many women as I wanted to. And I am so proud now, because through the development of my brand and my clinic, we are helping hundreds of women now with their mental health. And we are truly working towards revolutionizing how we treat, assess, and manage women's mental health issues. And I am just so, so proud. So if you are not yet a patient of our clinic, Unoya Medical, and if you are interested in learning more about it, We are a fully virtual women's mental health clinic based out of Alberta. So a lot of my listenership for the podcast, a lot of my podcast family is in Alberta. So this is perfect for you because if you have an Alberta healthcare card, your care through the clinic by the physicians is completely covered by your Alberta healthcare, which is unheard of. Okay. Like this is one of the biggest obstacles for many women struggling with mental health is that they cannot pay for it, or they cannot afford to pay for it, or that their benefits that they do have through their employer runs out way too soon. So this is, I think, why it is so, so important to offer accessible mental health care to women. And that's what we do in UNIA Medical. So if you're interested, and if you are from Alberta, absolutely jump on the website, unoiamedical.ca, and go and learn more and book a meet and greet with our mental health nurse who will assess you and then get you booked in with one of our doctors. If you are not from Alberta, you are from Canada, though, you are still eligible to be seen. You are a private pay patient. And so there's details about that on the website as well. And then not to be left out, if you are from outside of Canada, you cannot be seen as a patient in our clinic by our physicians, but I do offer, as you may be aware if you've listened to this podcast, I run a monthly mental health membership program that is open to women all over the world. And it is designed to be a community. It's called the UNIA Collective. It's designed to be a solid community of women who are all forward focused and positively working on improving their mental health. And within there, I also provide access to a monthly mini course, depending on the membership level that you're at, that will be on a high yield topic in women's mental health. And so we're talking things like anxiety management, mindfulness, thought management, emotional regulation. I am just currently recording the course on perfectionism. So things that really impact our mental health as women, things that I deal with my clients every single day when I work in UNIA Medical. These are the topics that I've created courses on so that you can literally take the knowledge and the tools and the skills that I give to my clients in my clinical appointments, and you can incorporate it on in your life at a self pace, right? Your self, what is that called? A paced, whatever. What am I trying to say? At a self-paced course. It's a self-paced course, basically. And those courses release monthly. But that's another one of the developments that's coming soon in my world in CarlyCrew.com is that I'm actually going to be pulling all of the mini courses. There are soon to be 12 of them. Out of the membership. They will remain in the membership for members, but they will also be accessible to anyone who is not a member. And so you'll be able to buy them kind of a la carte. So you could buy one course, you could buy two courses. There'll probably be bundle deals on buying three or four or five even. And so then you can really pick and choose the topics that are the most relevant to you. So if you're struggling with sleep and insomnia, I got your back. If you're struggling with assertiveness and boundaries, I got your back. We got courses on that too. So that is a very exciting development. We are working very hard. My team is working really hard at getting all the courses put together and packaged up so that they will be available to you hopefully this fall. So stay tuned. Oh, so that is a lot. Like there's a lot going on in my world. And of course, since I paused the podcast back in July, my book launched. Okay. So that is not to be left out. You Are Not Your Anxiety went available on Amazon and 30,000 retailers online and worldwide, like absolutely unbelievable. And I am getting feedback from women every single day about that book and saying how much it's changing their life. And it is so hard to put into words exactly what that feedback feels like when you receive it after I have spent so many hours of my life writing and editing and reviewing and working with my publisher to put that book baby out into the world. It is like the best, the serious best. Like my heart explodes every single time I get feedback from people who have read the book. So if you're interested in reading it, you really want to get like a full comprehensive management for your anxiety and people pleasing. That's what the book is basically on, anxiety and people pleasing. You want to check out You Are Not Your Anxiety, and you can pick up your copy on CarlyCrew.com. Okay. So what the heck is happening with the podcast? Like you're listening, you're like, blah, 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 Carly, you're just updating us. But I want to tell you what's in store for this season of the podcast, because I think it's going to be really fun and a little bit different. And so if you are new here and this is the first time listening, you may not know that the first season of my podcast was basically 2 years ago now. And I
primarily released guest episodes. So I absolutely loved bringing experts on and talking to them and hearing their stories and learning about their area of expertise and sharing it with my audience on Mind Over Motherhood. And so the predominance, I would say like 95% of season one episodes were guest episodes. And that was really, really fun. But I found I also was looking for an opportunity to kind of share and chat with my own podcast community and for them to get to know me a little bit more and to learn from me directly and to provide a lot of really high value free content to anybody who really needed it. Okay. So season two rolled around and I said, okay, Carly, no more guest episodes. And I went fully the opposite way. And I said, I'm just going to do all solo episodes, which I did. And so in season two, you can find episodes like, you know, really detailed about anxiety, really detailed about medications, how to get the most out of therapy, how to speak to your family about your mental health, what are boundaries and how do you need, you know, how do you make them? And these sorts of concepts that are really, really helpful and impactful. And I did that and I really loved it. I got the best feedback from season two of the podcast. People are binge listening to it. They find it incredibly helpful and impactful for them. So if you haven't listened to season two, I would encourage you to skim back in iTunes or Apple Podcasts and go see if any of them kind of catch your eye and listen to those episodes. But so what is going to happen in season three? Like the suspense is killing you, I'm sure. So what I'm going to do is kind of like a hybrid of season one and season two. So I have a whole bunch of things I want to talk about in solo episodes, no doubt. Like I just talked for about 20 minutes, just about my life updates. So your girl can talk. Okay. You know this. So there will of course be solo episodes. But I'd also like to sprinkle in some guest episodes because I think that they provide some variety as well. I loved exposing my audience to new people. And I loved showcasing just incredible humans that I know, right? That are in my world, that have an important message, that have something to share that I think my podcast episode, my podcast listeners would find helpful. And so I'm going to sprinkle in guests as well. So if you are listening and you have a great idea for a guest, I would love to hear about it. You can go to my new website, which will be released probably by the time this podcast episode comes out. My new website, carlycrew.com, same website, but a different website look altogether. It's going to be stunning, you guys. I can't even wait. And anyways, carlycrew.com/podcast. And at the bottom, you can make a guest recommendation. And I would just be so thrilled if you did. If you were like, oh my God, I know the perfect person. Right? You want to recommend them. Or if you want to be a guest on the podcast, if you're listening, you're like, oh, this is jam. This is my jam. This girl is my jam. You want to be on my podcast? Shoot me a message on that website. Okay. Same goes. If you have something you'd like me to specifically riff on in a solo episode, like I would really love Carly's perspective on this, do the same thing. Drop me a line on that page. Tell me what you want to hear about. Okay. And then I'm going to add a couple other kind of cool things. We're going to do some newer things. I think I'm going to sprinkle in a meditation here and there. So I'm going to do a custom recorded meditation track, and I'm going to include them in the podcast, which will be super fun. And who knows? I really, really feel like the last 3 to 6 months of my life has been my learning more and more about how to step into kind of like the flow space of listening to my intuition, doing things that feel good from an alignment perspective and what actually feels good rather than what I think I should be doing. And so who knows, you might get all sorts of cool stuff this season of the podcast, because if it feels good to me and it comes into me and I kind of download an idea that I want to talk about, I'm going to do it, right? I'm just going to not hold back anymore. We're going to talk about all the things. And another final little thing about the podcast before I go on to the actual content for this episode, I want to do listener questions. Okay. So each time, each episode, I'd like to answer a listener question. And so if you're listening and you're like, huh, I'd like to know about this, it could be like anything, right? There's nothing really off limits. Okay. So if you want to know whether it's something personal about me, whether it's something about mental health, whether it's about my business or et cetera, whatever, drop it to me on the podcast page, carlycrew.com/podcast, and send me your questions. And each episode, provided we have questions, hint, hint, I will answer a listener question every single episode of the podcast. Okay. Alrighty then. Okay. So what I wanted to talk about today and what I had planned to talk about today in this episode was three things that I learned about myself while traveling across the country. Okay. And you might be like, that's super boring, but there's a method to my madness. Okay. There's a reason I want to tell you this. And the first kind of preface to all of this is that if you have been doing personal development and kind of mental health and mindset work for a long time, like I have, like I've been pretty immersed in mental health and self-improvement and personal development on myself for like 5 solid years, at least, pretty intensely. Okay. Like I am always reading the books and I'm listening to the podcasts and I love it all. I just love it all. Not in an obsessive perfectionistic way, but I do really like it. I believe that we are constantly in evolution. Now, that being said, sometimes when you do personal development for a long time, you kind of get this impression that like you're probably pretty good where you're at right now. Like there's not many more things that will surprise you about yourself. And so that was my perception, I think, before I went on this trip. I kind of thought like, I know what I'm kind of like. I don't think there's going to be anything about me that's really going to surprise me. I kind of have a feeling I know how I'll react to this cross-country trip because it's a big deal, right? Packing up your family and 2 dogs, one of them that can't even walk practically anymore because of his neurological issues, in a motorhome and driving for close to 90 hours can bring some lesser positive qualities out of a human being. Okay. And so where am I going with this? So anyways, the point is that I had kind of anticipated that I knew how I would react. Like I knew what the trip was going to be like. We'd kind of taken a small trip like last summer. You know, we had to drive up to Dawson. So we've done trips with the kids. And so I kind of thought, but lo and behold, things surprised me about myself on this trip. And they're good things, which is actually amazing, right? Sometimes you're like, oh God, I learned this about myself and it's terrible. No, the 3 things I learned about myself, it's almost as though another layer of my onion has peeled back. And if you've ever worked with me, I often talk about the layers of the onion and we have to go through the layers of the onion till we get to kind of like the bottom of who you really are. And the onion is not, you know, without a purpose, why I say it as an onion, because often there's a lot of tears when we go through the onion, just like there are when we do therapy and mindset work and start to dig down into some of our older conditioning. Anywho, I digress. So what were the 3 things I learned? Okay. So number one, I realized that unbeknownst to me or very subconsciously, I had been living in kind of like a good girl role. Okay. Like I am a rule follower. I have always been a rule follower. And something interesting happened when we went on this trip because, you know, sometimes, you know, doing things like this can bring out our stress responses. And anyways, the point is that I would have thought, quite honestly, that rules would have been really, really important on this trip to me. Like as in you can't park your motorhome there overnight because somebody might come knocking on the door, or you can't like have your dog barking in the campground because somebody might come knocking on your door. And like these sort of rules that I had in my head really would cause me a lot of anxiety and stress in my earlier life. Right. And I think what I'm trying to say is that many of us live in this good girl role and we don't even realize it. Like we're so afraid of making anyone angry or even having the slight risk that we might make a mistake or get in trouble or break a rule. And because of that, we end up living like very rigid lives, right? We end up living very rigidly. We don't relax much. We don't allow ourselves a bit of like, kind of like, so what if somebody gets mad, right? What I realize is that myself and a lot of the women I work with, and possibly even you listening to this, it's likely that you're like in the like 95th percentile of the most conscientious and rule following people on the planet. Okay. Because you're anxious and you want to make sure that you don't get into trouble because, oh my God, that's really terrible, because we've all been raised to be good girls. We've been conditioned to be good girls. And so we are really, really strict on rule following. And so what the heck am I talking about? Let me give you an example. So for example, we pull into a campsite and of course we have dogs in our RV. And when we leave the RV, the dogs bark sometimes. And what was interesting to me is that whereas Ryan, who's also very conscientious, was very stressed out about the dogs barking, I was like, normally I would have been super stressed out about the dogs barking. I would have been like, oh my goodness, somebody's going to get mad. We're not allowed to have barking dogs. It says so on the little pamphlet they give you when you go into the campground, like we can't have our dogs barking. Oh my God. Right. That used to be me. But interestingly, what I learned about myself this time is that I was kind of like a little bit of a rebel. I was like, bah, who cares if they bark? Like, really, we're probably the most conscientious people in this campground. Other people are less conscientious than us. And so their dogs barking way more than ours is going to be a bigger problem, right? Than our dog barking a little bit. Okay. So that's just like one example. Basically, what I learned to summarize this like long, drawn out, possibly confusing conversation here is that I'm unpacking this need to be a good girl and follow all the rules. And it's very liberating. It's very freeing. Like, does this mean I'm like blowing caution to the wind and like, you know, what, or throwing caution? I think it's throwing caution to the wind. Does it mean I'm just like not following any rules? No, but it is meaning that sometimes I'm like asking myself, is this a rule that like is actually really super important to follow? Or could we probably just relax a bit and it's not that big of a deal? And that is so unlike me. And so I'm learning about myself that I'm getting more and more comfortable with pushing the boundaries a little bit, pushing the rules of what my good girl role used to tell me I had to do. And I think that's a really good thing. And so I would encourage you to think about where in your life do you follow really strict rules because you're worried about getting into trouble? And have you ever sat back and asked yourself like, maybe I don't actually have to be this conscientious. Maybe I can cut myself some slack and just be like a little bit like probably 75 or 85% of the rest of people who don't think that conscientiously. You can cut yourself a break. It's okay to break a rule every now and again. Okay. So that was the one thing that I found interesting about this trip is that I really thought I would be more strict about rules. And instead I was not. I was like, meh, no big deal. Let's just see what happens. So what if they come by and we're camping in a place that they told us we're not allowed to camp? Meh, let's chance it. That is so unlike me, you guys. Okay. That is so unlike me. And I think it's a good thing. I actually feel very liberated. So that's one. Number two, I realized that I actually prefer things to be less mapped out, which was startling to me. So don't get me wrong. When Ryan and I planned our big cross country trip, we fully created a spreadsheet. We created a spreadsheet so that we knew exactly where we would be camping, how far we would be driving, and where we were staying every single night on the trip. That's typically how we are. We're very organized. We're very detail oriented. And what I found that surprised me was that I actually preferred when we had a night on the schedule that we just accidentally hadn't gotten around to booking. I preferred when we had flexibility to drive as far as we felt like driving and just kind of see what we found. I preferred when we had more open-ended days where we weren't really sure and we had the choice to choose what we wanted to do when we did it. And what we did based on how we felt. And that was really interesting to me because as someone who is typically very organized, like I've stated, having everything laid out and mapped out usually gives me a sense of security and it gives me a sense of safety and it reduces my anxiety. But interestingly, I feel like I've reached a level in my anxiety management now where I actually am embracing not knowing. Embracing flexibility, embracing being dynamic and spontaneous, and it doesn't terrify me anymore. And this was a really amazing realization for me to find about myself. And so I ask you, the point being, I ask you to think about your tendencies to be a planner versus not a planner and see how that kind of evolves over time. Because I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be organized and to be a planner, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be spontaneous and to be kind of like fly by the seat of your pants. I'm just saying it's very interesting that we can sometimes evolve and what that might mean in terms of our mental health, right? I think that both of those two last points, the good girl one, which is all based on control, perfectionism, right? Having that like controlled, following all the rules, not getting into trouble, being good, same with being organized, being right. This is all around perfectionism basically. And so I think what this is showing me is that I'm more and more every day releasing the need to be a perfectionist. And I can't tell you how relaxing it is and how liberating it is and how refreshing it is. And so that's two things I've realized about myself. And then the third thing is something that I want you to hear. If you are somebody who believes that you can never shut your phone off, be unavailable, you know, can't not be in your life for a certain period of time because it might fall apart. Because I will be honest with you, I have an incredible team and I'm so, so grateful for my team, my Carly Crew team, my Unoya medical team. I'm really grateful for them. But I still had a belief that despite having these amazing team members, that I would have to be really on all the time on my trip, that I would have to be in my business, checking my email, doing all the things all the time. And what surprised me is that not only did I not have to do that and my businesses ran like clockwork, but that I actually didn't even feel the pressure to be on and be involved in them all the time, which again was a huge difference that I didn't expect. I very much anticipated that I would feel very stressed about not being able to be with my business and be in my business and be monitoring what's happening and supporting my clients and all the things. But it was so, again, refreshing and liberating to just be in the moment and just be traveling and just be embracing and, you know, these moments that we had, this opportunity that we were given, and that the world didn't fall apart. My business, my world did not fall apart when I was unavailable for periods of time. When I would go, we would go off the beaten path and we'd have no cellular service. My world didn't fall apart. And that was a really good thing for me to learn, because I think that that's something we all need to learn, is that despite what we think about our importance, which don't get me wrong, you are important. Despite what we think about our importance in our life, is that we can take some time off. We can be unavailable. We can back off every now and again and not be so involved, and that the world won't end or your life won't stop, you know, going forward. The you know, everything will still keep going and it will be totally fine. So I hope this has been somewhat of an entertaining and informative episode. I mean, less practical than typical episodes on my podcast, but I just did want to give you a real like personal update and kind of share with you where I'm at and some things I learned about myself, because maybe they are helpful for you. And I think more than anything, I hope that hearing that I'm still evolving and learning things about myself, and I'm still learning to let go, and I'm still learning to relax, and I'm still learning to be present. I'm still learning to not be a perfectionist and to release, you know, control and perfectionism. I hope that gives you the license to feel like it's okay to keep learning those things too, that we're never, ever really done, right? I've said this recently, we're not turkeys. Like, we don't just go in the oven and the timer goes off and we're done, fully evolved. Thank you very much. That never happens. We're constantly on a lifelong journey of learning and growing and unlearning and relearning and evolving. And that's the beautiful thing about this life that we have and this opportunity. And that if we're open to growing in new ways that might have normally been uncomfortable for us, we might be able to tap into a new level of calm and a new level of relaxation and a new level of ease in our life, which I think is really what most of us are looking for. So I hope you found this episode helpful. If you've listened and you have found it at all remotely interesting, please send me a message so that I can keep getting feedback and I can at least feel reassured that I didn't just babble for like close to 40 minutes and no one cares. Okay, so thanks for that. And like I said, if you are interested in dropping a review on iTunes, it would mean the world to me. We will enter you into a draw for a gift card to say thanks. And that will be happening in the next couple of weeks. So thank you so much for tuning in. I am pumped. So pumped, you guys, about this season of Mind Over Motherhood. And I hope you are too. So thanks so much for tuning in and we will catch you next time.
You're listening to Mind Over Motherhood.